Oh my gosh. You know what we should do?
Oh my gosh, what?
We should go to the mall.
Let's go meet all of our friends at the food court.
I want to go get a pretzel and walk the mall. Let's go to the mall and get an icy.
Hi, this is Emily. Join me and Amanda on Z106.3 on Thursdays for Let's Go to the Mall.
Oh my God, I need a ride to the mall.
It's time now for Let's Go to the Mall, our program where we salute all of the different stores and events that are going on at Champlain Center. And I have a lot of guests in the studio with me today. And I will say first, who is with me?
Hello, my name is Charles with Bookburg Books. And thank you very much for having us here today.
Oh, this is fun. And who else do I have with me?
My name is Benjamin Giroux, and I'm here with my father,
Sonny Giroux.
And we're here to talk about Ben's and Charles, because Ben's got a book reading that's coming up. It's a book reading and a book signing, right? That's coming up on the 13th of November. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And you actually might have heard about Ben. He's been making, I don't like the word viral, but my friend, you've kind of gone viral over the last few years.
Yeah.
And it all started with a poem that you wrote for an assignment. Will you tell my listeners a bit about that?
Well, the assignment was for my library class in fifth grade, which took me a bit to do. I had a whole bunch of trouble getting confidence, not only writing it, but expressing myself and getting the nerve to actually submit it into class, because I was super nervous about actually reading it in front of the class and how they would react to my true feelings.
You know, it's kind of nerve-wracking when you're an artist and you share that inner part of your soul. It's a little nervous, but I have to say I'm very proud of you for being brave enough to do that. For people who don't know, what is the gist of the poem and then how it was developed into the book?
Well, I think a quick summary of it would be that different isn't bad. It's unique, and that everyone's different in their own way. And if you think that everyone's the same, it's not really the way things actually are. People are different in their own unique ways, and that's what makes people special, and that's a good thing.
You're right, because I like to think of it kind of as a quilt, right? Everybody brings their own patch to the patchwork quilt, and then you put all that together and you have a really nice, awesome, warm thing to wrap yourself up in, right? Every person's little difference makes a big difference. And speaking of making a big difference and being the little guy, you guys, you know, you think about little shops in the mall, you guys are, you know, with Bookburg, I'm a book nerd. You know this. I've talked to you about this before. I love that I can go to a mall and still shop at a locally owned bookstore. That to me just is amazing, because I think that as somebody who has a book addiction, it's good for me. So as a store owner, you're trying to bring a lot more of the local artists and the local authors in, correct?
Well, we're trying to support the community as much as we can, and the community is wonderfully supportive of what we're trying to do. So supporting local authors is a big part of what we're trying to do, showcasing them. And this is an incredible project that Ben has pulled off. It's a wonderful book, and we want to do whatever we can to help get it out to people.
And when is the event going to be happening?
Yeah, right now we're scheduled for, it's November 13th, which is a Saturday. It's going to be 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And what we'll be doing is we have a spot up front in the front of the store where Ben will be set up and comfortable. We're observing all pandemic requirements. Masks currently are optional. They're recommended. We are masking up. Social distancing will be observed, and we look forward to it. We're excited.
If you haven't been to the mall in a long time, I invite you to go to the mall all the time, number one. Number two, especially make it out to this event. So again, thank you for your work for bringing local authors so they have that opportunity to meet the public. And thank you for being so kind to take some of your time after school to meet up with me today and do this interview. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm thankful for giving me this opportunity.